They call me many things: spirit, shapeshifter, seductress, punisher, protector. Some fear me, others forget me, but I've never forgotten them. I walk in the spaces between stories, between what was and what is still becoming. I dance in the circle just beyond your firelight. You may not see my hoofs at first. That is by design. I am not a monster. I do not kill for pleasure. I do not lure for hunger. I do not come for those who live with respect in their hearts. I come for the ones who wound and walk away smiling, the ones who raise their hands in violence, the ones who take what was never offered. You see, I do not feed on flesh. I feed on silence, the kind that follows cruelty. I come to break it. They say I'm like the sirens of old, like the demons and stories whispered by colonizers. But those are tales made by people who never listened. I am not born from their fears. I am born from our memory, from our pain, and from our resilience. Once I was a woman, and like too many, my body was taken, my voice silenced, my life discarded. But the land remembered me, the deer remembered me, and so I rose on hoofs, not feet, because I would no longer run. Now I protect those who cannot yet protect themselves. To women, I am a whisper of warning, a guardian in the night. To girls, I am the voice that tells them, you are sacred. To men who walk in respect, I offer nothing but peace. But to those who hurt and harm, I am the last shadow they see. Still, I do not come only for justice. I carry hope too. I have seen the way healing can grow through grief. I've seen men can learn softness and women rediscover their strength. I've watched communities rise, even from the ashes. I do not ask for worship. I ask for remembrance. Honor the women. Protect the children. Speak the names of the missing. Listen to the stories. And if one day you hear a dance drum in the distance and you see a woman moving like light through the trees, look down. If you see hoofs, do not run. Ask yourself what brought me there and what you still are becoming. She moves quietly through the stories of many indigenous nations, sometimes a dancer, sometimes a shadow, sometimes a reckoning. Dear woman is not a monster, not a villain, not a myth meant to frighten children. She is a protector, a witness, a spirit of warning and justice, and in today's world, we still need her. Because the indigenous women in North America are living under a shadow. They are more than twice as likely to experience violence in their lifetimes than any other racial or ethnic group on this continent. 1 in 3 will face sexual assault, and the majority of those assaults, over 2/3, will be committed by non-Indigenous perpetrators. The numbers are not only staggering, they are a call to action. Too often, these crimes in particular, they go uninvestigated. They're ignored and unresolved. Too often, the women are silenced. But Dear Woman has never been silent. Her presence in Indigenous stories serves as both a warning and a promise that those who harm women will be seen, that justice is not always bound to law, and protection can come from spirit just as much as from the sword. In this episode, we are going to explore the deeper meaning of Dear Woman, not as a figure of fear, but as a guardian of women, a symbol of sovereignty, and a spirit who walks beside Indigenous women. even now, in a world that too often really refuses to protect them. Through storytelling, through cultural context, and even through living memory, we will remember her because she remembers us. Across the Indigenous nations of North America, amongst the Lakota, Seminole, Pawnee, Ojibwe, Ponca, Omaha, Muscogee, Oto, Iroquois, Choctaw, and many, many others, Dear Woman is a name spoken with awe, reverence, and even caution. She's not a myth in the Euro-American sense, but she's a living spirit, passed down through oral tradition, through song, and even through ceremony, a shapeshifter, a guardian, and a reckoner whose presence spans centuries and even tribal borders. Dear Woman is most often described as a strikingly beautiful young woman with long dark hair and deep penetrating eyes. She moves with grace, almost too fluidly, until you look down. Her legs, hidden beneath a long flowing dress, end in the cloven hoofs of a deer. In many stories, this is the only warning sign. Those who ignore it rarely survive. Her purpose is twofold, and it reflects the values and teachings of the communities that tell her stories. To men who honor women, respect boundaries, and protect children, Dear Woman is benign, even sacred. She is said to be a fertility spirit, present at many births and in moments of healing. But to those who harm, exploit, or disrespect women and children, she is a ruthless punisher, an enforcer of spiritual justice. The settings in which she appears vary: communal gatherings, powwows, nighttime dances, or roadside encounters. She blends in, mingling with the crowds, laughing softly, dancing freely. Her favorite place is the dance circle, where she moves with mesmerizing rhythm. There, she identifies her target, a man known for cruelty, infidelity, or predatory behavior. And then she begins her approach. She'll flirt. She will charm. She may even seem shy. And when the man is convinced she has chosen him, she invites him to walk with her into the woods, into the dark. What happens next depends on the telling. In some versions, she tramples him to death with her hooves. In others, she bewitches him, leaving him unable to eat or to sleep, obsessed with the love that was never real until he wastes away in body and in soul. Some oral traditions trace her origin to deep trauma, the spirit of a woman who was raped and murdered, who returned as Dear Woman, not just to seek vengeance, but to protect others from suffering the same fate. This interpretation, found in some Cherokee and Muscogee accounts, speaks to a deeper, enduring theme: transformation through grief and the power of spiritual justice for those who have no legal recourse in the physical world. Others describe her as an ancient being, older than memory, linked to the deer, not just in form, but in nature. Deer are sacred in many Indigenous cultures. They are associated with grace, gentleness, survival, and spiritual awareness. To see Dear Woman, it may signify a personal transformation, a moment of reckoning, or a warning to change one's path. Dear Woman is not a monster in the traditional Western sense. While she may enact violence, her actions are not driven by hunger, or even malice, or indiscriminate rage. Rather, Dear Woman operates as a guardian figure, protecting women and children from men who are abusive, unfaithful, or predatory. Her justice is targeted. It's not senseless. For men who live with respect, integrity, and care, she's no threat at all. Although some non-Indigenous interpretations have tried to liken Dear Woman to figures from Western mythology, such as sirens, succubi, or other seductive femme fatales, these comparisons often miss the deeper cultural context. Sirens and succubi are typically portrayed as creatures who lure and consume men indiscriminately, feeding on their life force or using them for pleasure or sustenance. Their violence is self-serving, and their victims are often passive or blameless. Dear Woman, by contrast, is a spirit of accountability. Her targets are not random. They're men whose behavior has caused harm within the community. She punishes betrayal, cruelty, and exploitation, especially in the context of relationships and family. In this way, she functions not only as a protector, but as a kind of spiritual warning system, a reminder that acts of violence, infidelity, or abuse will not go unanswered. Her presence in oral tradition has served as a cautionary tale, particularly for young men, urging them to consider their actions and how they treat women. But her stories are also lessons for all people about respect, responsibility, and restraint. In some tellings, she's even seen as a figure who warns against reckless sexuality or emotional manipulation, not from a place of shame, but from a desire to uphold harmony and safety within the community. Dear Woman is not a monster to be feared. She's a spirit to be understood, a symbol of justice that's rooted in love, protection, and the survival of Indigenous lifeways. Too many of our sisters have gone missing. Too many daughters buried with no justice. Too many cries swallowed by the wind, and too many names lost in silence. But I am not silent. I am Dear Woman, and I have heard every cry. I've stood in the doorways where no help came. I have walked beside the stolen, the broken, the brave. I've followed the trails of blood that no one else would see. And now I step forward, not in secrecy, not in shadow, but in strength. The world may look away, but I do not. I am calling back the power. I am wrapping it around our women like antlers and fire. I am covering their backs, and I am lighting their paths. I will be the echo in their footsteps, the warning in their heartbeat, the storm behind their silence. This is no longer the time for whispering. To those who harm, your time is ending. There is no place you can hide from what you've done. And to my women, you're not broken, and you are not alone. You are not prey. You are sacred. You are sovereign. You are seen. And I will not leave your side. I am rising now, not just in story, but in spirit, and I will walk beside you until justice comes like thunder.